Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Performance Enhancement Expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 63 countries, such as the U.S., Canada, Brazil, France, Germany, U.K., even the Russians are listening. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight the transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app. You can also subscribe right here and listen live right here at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, who hosts the show. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and amazing people who are impacting and elevating the world around them. And my guest today does just that. If you have any questions for my guests, this is a live show. You can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. If you catch us live, you can actually call in and talk to the guest. Now, please help me welcome to the show Antonio T. Smith Jr. What's up, my friend?
Wow, man, that was incredible, man. That was awesome. Yes, I am here, ladies and gentlemen. I am so overwhelmed by Sean's amazingness. I'm just going to just tell you that right now. He rocked that intro, man. Wow. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on your show, man. One of the most popular podcasts in all the world right now, man. It is a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Dude, I'm super pumped, man, to spend the next 40, 45 minutes with you and just to unload and unpack and just dive in, man, because you are doing amazing work in your world, yeah, in your circle of influence.
Man, well, you know what? It's very intentional, too. Let me just tell you. I intentionally attempt to do amazing work, and by that I mean I don't do anything that makes me average. The only thing that I do is things that make me spectacular or amazing, and I only do those things. Anything less than that, I staff out to my staff or other people, and the reason I do that is because I want people to meet me every day of my life on the best day of my life, and you cannot have the best day of your life doing stuff you hate. So, yeah, man, me doing amazing things is actually part of my design by only being amazing at every moment of my day and feeling that way. Awesome. So I appreciate you saying that.
Man, you should be a speaker.
You know, the internet, you know, the internet be lying, but the internet says I'm one of the world's top ranked speakers. So, yeah. But you can't believe everything on the internet.
Right? So this episode is titled From the Trash Cans to Their Empires with Antonio T. Smith Jr. Antonio, born in Galveston, Texas, is a graduate from Houston Baptist University with a Master of Arts in Theological Studies and a Bachelor's of Arts in Christianity. Antonio is the president and CEO of ATS Junior Companies, the director of business and operations with Les Brown Unlimited, business advisor to Les Brown, speaker, trainer, coach, and he's also a three-time best-selling author. Antonio is a world-leading business expert who travels the world teaching others how to climb out of their trash cans and into their empires and how to make their businesses become profitable. His ATS Business University program is helping entrepreneurs become masters in business, sales, and marketing, and is making those entrepreneurs millionaires. Antonio lives, breathes, and teaches how to dominate. All of those show notes here have the social media, the websites, everything. Go on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, website, Twitter, and Medium, which I absolutely love Medium. Right there in the show notes are the ways that you can connect with Antonio Smith. So go ahead, click on that, connect with this guy. He will change your life. Now, the first question after reading all of that, the first question that I have to ask, man, is what is your why? What is that deep, deep why for what you do? It seems like you've done a lot. You got the bachelor's, the master's, your business expert. But really, if you peel it back, what is your why for what you do?
That's a fantastic question. My number one why is I have two young boys. They're 9 and they're 6. And, Sean, I know, you know, this is America and no one sees color in America. You know that, right? No one sees color at all. You know,
sure.
Not at all. You know, yeah, exactly. You
sure.
know, no such thing as racism whatsoever. My two young boys, they happen to be black young boys, but no one sees color. My number one why is to make sure that my two young boys don't have to grow up and go into someone else's community and beg for a job. That's my number one motivation. I homeschool them. They actually work for me. They actually get paid right now. They have radios on. They're sitting in front of me right now as I'm talking to you. And I teach them business, marketing, sales, English, languages, all sorts of stuff. Because I want them that when they're older or when I'm dead and gone to have their own economies. That's my number one motivation. I most certainly don't apologize for it because generational wealth begins with me.
Dude, I love that, man. That's like, man, that's deep. Because I homeschool my 15-year-old, and he just learned why the government charges us taxes. He's like, the government really takes our money? I'm like, oh, bro, we're going to have a whole lesson on it. You know?
A whole
he was like,
lesson
wait,
on that.
Why? I mean, I know we got to pay taxes, but that just seems like that's dumb. I'm like, yes, but here's why. You know, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he's all about, you know, he wants to invent a skateboard company and he wants to have this and that. He sees what I'm doing. He's like, man, we should have this. And like, he has all these ideas, you know, but he has too many ideas and never executes on them. So we got to kind of wrangle it back in and figure out exactly what his path is going to be. So, yeah, man, your why, I get it, man. I totally get it because I'm going through right now. My 11-year-old doesn't want nothing to do with that stuff, and she just wants to hang out and go to school. I'm like, that's cool. Do what you got to
right?
do. My 4-year-old is just like me. My 4-year-old's like, you got a show? You got a show? I want to be on it. Can you have a show? Do you have a show? I want to do it. Can I see it? Can I? And she's like
nice.
All up in it. Like, so, yeah, man. I love taking the family on speaking engagements just so they can experience things. I remember one time my daughter's teacher got mad because I pulled her out of school. We were going to an entrepreneur conference. And she's like, she has missed a lot of school. I was like, well, you know what? It's not every day she gets to hang out with billionaires, all right? We're going to see Jeff Hoffman, who's the founder of Priceline.com.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. I'm like, exactly why you're getting $30,000 a year to teach. Got it. Okay.
Wow.
Just so we're clear. She got like super mad at me. I was like, my daughter is going to go learn from a billionaire, with a B, billionaire, on how to create wealth. So, yes, I'm taking my daughter to school. Yes. So,
yeah, right? Yeah.
They just don't get it.
No, man. No. And we should be, yeah, I wish everyone was homeschooled, but I won't put that on everybody. But as for me and my children, they're all homeschooled because, and I didn't realize, you know what's funny, Sean? It dawned on me when people are shocked that I homeschool my kids and I'm a guy that's normally.
Yep.
At least I'm from Texas, right? So normally in the South, that's a woman thing is what people would say. So they're shocked there. Then they're shocked because there's a hidden motive in the back. People can't afford to homeschool their kids. That never dawns on me because I can afford to homeschool my kids. But I afford the classes. I afford the books, right? I afford everything, even the food.
Yeah.
I got to feed them at least twice during school because they want to eat every day, Sean. It's crazy, right? But I don't believe in homeschooling.
That's so weird. Because, we
want to eat all the time.
So we have an online homeschooling program, but then I also have curriculum that I had him read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I had him read Seven Habits of
Highly Developed Highly Successful People.
Seven Habits, right? I mean, I'm having him read Carnegie books, Covey. I'm having him read John Maxwell books. Like, I'm like, dude, you need to read this, and then you read it, and then I find a book, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And I sent it to him. I was like, dude, you need to read this book, So I never dawned on me that they can't afford it. I mean, online homeschool is not that much, but the books and everything else, I totally get that.
I use Netflix a lot to teach my kids. There's plenty of documentaries and stuff, man. Math documentaries, science documentaries, history, and abundance of documentaries. I use Netflix a lot.
Yeah. Yep. We love watching. I don't watch TV at all. I overuse it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
People are like, oh, did you see this movie? Did you see this? Did you do this? I'm like, nah, dude, have you ever seen a Lamborghini commercial? They're like, no. I was like, because the people that afford them don't watch TV. And they're like, oh, whatever, man. Whatever. People who afford Lamborghinis don't watch TV, so they're not going to have Lamborghini commercials. But one of the things that we watch is How Things Are Made. And we'll watch that to death. I love seeing how things are produced and how things are made. It's a really cool show, how it's made. My kids get into that for sure.
My youngest
forward,
likes that How Things Are Made.
So going forward, take us back 5, 10, 20, however many years. What was a transformational moment that put you on the path to what you're doing now? I don't believe that you were born with a microphone in your hand speaking, right? I mean, you weren't born with a master's degree. So take us back, man. What was it that put you on the path to what you're doing now?
Well, you can start at the trash can at 6 years old, right? I grew up homeless from 6 to 18. Yeah, I grew up homeless 6 to 18. I spent most of my childhood in a dumpster not too far away from where my parents lived, although that kind of happened badly, and I barely have a relationship with my parents now. Or you can take my older ages in 2009, Hurricane Ike. Hurricane Ike happened in Galveston, Texas, and it ruined my life. It took away everything from me, Sean. I lost everything but my backpack. And here I am, grown. I'm grown, man. I'm grown, and I'm standing in these FEMA lines waiting for help. Now, here's what's heart-wrenching about that. My wife at the time, she has this. She's pregnant with our first child. She's 8 months pregnant. It's September 12th, Hurricane Ike ravishes Galveston Island, Texas. Now, we had a 25-foot storm surge. It was just absolutely just terrible what happened. And then this is what happened. Here we are. It's October in Texas, which means – it's September, October in Texas, which means it's cold at night and 1,000 degrees in the day. In order to show up for – man, it's absolutely ridiculous. In order to show up to get this FEMA help – we waiting outside for a $75 Walmart cart. And the reason we want the Walmart cart so bad is because it can be used for hot food during the emergency and also gas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like life. And it kills me. It kills me that here I am bringing this baby into the world, this woman dependent on me, and I'm broke as hell. Killed me.
Damn.
It killed me that I'm doing all these grit things, but I got nothing to show for it. I'm a veteran. I got this intelligence. nothing to show for it. And I promised myself I'd never go through that again. So in truth, the worst day of my life happened to be the best day of my life, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today had I not lost every single thing in 2008.
Wow. So talk about rebuilding.
Yeah.
Wow, that is an amazing transformation. So what were those first steps? You know, were you like, okay, I need to build a business or I need to go to school? Or, like, what was that one thing that said, okay, I'm following this. I got this, and this is where I'm taking it.
Well, it had nothing to do with business, although I was already business-minded because I had been doing – I was an entrepreneur at 14, man, in 1997.
Right.
But I wasn't a successful entrepreneur until about 2005. But the problem with my success was it revealed my failures, right?
Mm.
Success will reveal your failures. So
yep.
I got successful too fast and I had the wrong people around me, so I lost it all. Now after Hurricane Ike, I just say, and this is from my neighborhood, I tell everybody, listen, I got to find someone I can attach myself to. And it was this guy named David Bostic, a real person. He was doing real estate. And I said, man, listen, I talked to him, I said, I've got nothing. I can't offer you anything but my hustle. I'll serve you. I'll work for you for free if you teach me what you know. Now, son, little did I know, that may be the greatest thing ever you can say to someone successful, right? I had no idea. Dude, I was desperate. I didn't know
what?
I was saying something great. I just knew that I wanted it, right? I was just desperate. But it showed where my heart was, it showed where my mind was, and then all successful people love an empty person they can pour into. So I got into real estate, and I wound up passing up David. I wound up getting more properties to him. I had to work for it, though. It wasn't instantly. I had to work for it for like 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Wound up passing him. Now I'm looking for another mentor, right? And then two people popped up, this guy named Jeffrey Cohn, and this one, everyone loves when I say this one, Joel Osteen.
Oh,
of Houston, Texas, Lakeland Church. Yeah, man, from Texas,
what?
Right? So, Joel Osteen in 2012. Joel Osteen taught me more about life, business, and character than anybody in my entire life.
Wow.
I'm so serious, man. Joel Osteen taught me more about money without ever talking about money. He taught me more about character. I had a bad character until I met Joel Osteen.
Amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, I love Joel Osteen. So many people talk so much smack about that dude. Like, I can't believe he's in a $10 million house and his church is this and this,
crazy.
Whatever. I was like, you know, he grew that from like he talks about his dad and like Pinewood floors or whatever, like rickety old floors, whatever, like built it up. And they're like, oh, well, you know, whatever. It doesn't need that big a church. Doesn't need that bigger. Like, I'm glad that that's all you're focusing on. Like, you're missing the whole point, you know? So, whatever.
Sean, you wouldn't even let me on your podcast if it wasn't for Joel Osteen. I'd be the successful guy that you wouldn't like if it was not for Joel Osteen. I'm telling you right now, for Joel Osteen and John Bowden, which is one of Joel Osteen's right-hand men. These two guys, they fixed my character. The Lakewood Church is a very big character-first type of place. You know, you fix your character, and the rest will follow. You know, and I'm not even talking about church. I'm just saying Joel Osteen himself taught me more about everything I need to know. And then, of course, later I would hook up with Les Brown. And then, you know, all the doors were open with me. So I've just moved from successful mentor to successful mentor.
I think that's very important to tell everybody because, you know, like sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm speaking here, or hey, I'm going to this podcasting event, or I'll put out something about business. Like, you know, one of the things that I put out the other day, I said, people buy based on emotions, identity, and needs. So if you can write a script based on that, you know, put something emotional in there, like something about their kids or their family or a legacy or you know, self-confidence, something emotional, and then identify with their needs. Like, do you need Netflix or do you need food? Do you need a cell phone? Do you need, you know what I'm saying? And so if they could identify with what you're talking about, you know, it's not about, hey, let me spam you and hey, let me make you a friend request and hey, let me just give you all my stuff and you know, buy this. Like, that's not what it's about. You know, form a relationship and then write your scripts according to these three things. So somebody says, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Would love to learn from you. That's awesome. Let's have a conversation about it. Halfway through the conversation, like, yeah. So how much? I give them the price. They're like, oh yeah, that's too much. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. You know, that's my price and I'm not coming down. It just depends on what it's worth to you. You know, what is your future worth? Is your future worth that's my right. price? As a business mentor, Ooh. Is your future worth it? Or do you just want to spend the next 5 years of your life maybe just clowning around, maybe just trying to fumble your way through it, you know, like everybody else does? Oh, I can find someone cheaper. I'm like, yeah, but cheaper's not always better. Think about it when you buy a car. Cheaper ain't always better.
No, it's not.
So yeah, like, you're absolutely right. I guess. So like whatever. Like I know my worth. You know, and I don't I mean, I've done a couple pro bono things and I've So I think that it's very important to let people know that there is no overnight success. Like, you and I both are about a 10-year overnight success. You know what I mean? Like, this has been an ongoing journey.
Ugly, for real.
So
I have my lights cut off, my water cut off, all sorts of stuff,
my
man.
Car.
Yeah,
man. So it's very important to let people know that there is a formula for success, and it is learning from those who are already doing it. That is the only way to fast track your success. Unless you somehow bought Bitcoin in like 2011 and you put $100 down on it, you know, then maybe you're circuit rich or you won the lottery or something. But if you're in this industry that we are both in, you must get a mentor. I tell everybody, number one rule in life is to get a mentor, get a coach, get somebody who can show you the way. Because why would you want to spend all kinds of time and money on things that don't work? Because they've already done that. And they can tell
Absolutely,
you
man.
What doesn't work.
I'm a millionaire and I got mentors right now.
Right?
Yeah.
What blew my mind is Tony Robbins has coaches. Like, Tony Robbins has business. And this dude teaches business strategy. And he has people that are mentoring and coaching him. So, I mean, that's just how the game is, you know?
That's how it works, man. You got blind spots everywhere. You need somebody to point them out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, you ever notice it's so hard to coach yourself?
Yeah,
and it's so easy to be like, oh, yeah, just do this, dude. You're good. You're good. Yeah, just do this. But then you look at yourself and you're like,
we're
I don't know what
here. We're full of crap. We're not
I'm
gonna tell ourselves the truth.
Right? I'll sit here, I'm like, all right, let me get my marketing strategy. I got my pen and paper. Nothing.
Nothing comes out, right? Nothing.
All right, let me call my mentor. Just do this. Oh, my mentor says this. I'm like, oh, you suck. All right, let me write this down. All right, let me try this. And then the idea starts flowing. Like, every time. I'm like, I'm stuck.
Man.
I don't know what to do. Oh, it's easy. Just do it this way. I'm like, you suck.
All right. It's so crazy. It's that simple, you know? And the more successful you get, the more your changes become centimeter changes, right? They're not, when you're poor, you need, you know, stadium-sized changes.
Yeah.
But the more successful you become, the smaller your changes need to be. But the smaller those changes, the bigger the income you'll make. And the bigger the impact you'll make. And you can't see something that's a millimeter big in your personality or your mentality. Just as simple as changing your words from I can't wait to I look forward to will open up your mind and your income, right? Because one has the connotation of negative while the other has the positive. It's just something that simple, man, and people don't understand that. But I suggest all of you, listen to Life Transformation Radio, find you a Sean immediately. Let me just tell you, right now, all of you need to go out there and find you a Sean because he's going to make you a lot of money. And this actually makes you genuinely 100% happy.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate that. My mentor, Rock Thomas, just on Goldcast, putting a story out there, you know. And, if you guys don't know who Rock Thomas is, just Goldcast, look up his stuff, Rock Thomas. Guy's absolutely amazing. And he said one thing to me that completely changed my mind, right? So a lot of times I'm like, man, I really wish I could do that, but I just don't have the money. Like, I'm going to have to put it off. I'm going to have to work extra hard. I'm going to have to hustle a lot harder, whatever. And he's like, why? Why do you have to do all that? Why? I'm like, well, just, you know, I really want that. And he's like, why? Like, why do you want that? Like, tell me why you want that. I'm like, because of this. He's like, that's a really good answer. But you say you can't afford it, right? That's what you say. I hear a lot of, I really want that, and I can't do this, and I really want that. He's like, how about you ask yourself how? Ask yourself one question.
Yep.
How can I afford it? How can I make this happen? How can I make this strategy work? How do I build this business? How do I become an awesome father? When you ask these questions, how do I make this happen? And you ask how, it completely flips your mind. Like, because the can't and the I really want that it is holding you back from doing it. That's what those words hold you back, just in its pure meaning, just are designed to hold you back. But when you say, okay, I can't do that, how can I do that? Then it gives you the mindset of, okay, I'm on the hunt. Let's make this happen.
Right, right, man. Every I can't is a creation. And we put so much emotion behind those creations. And where I teach people, and I stay out here for your audience, man, thoughts plus emotions equal creation. Period, point blank. That's never going to change. You have a thought and you put emotion behind it, you're going to manifest that thought that has that emotion behind it. So every time you say, I can't, no one ever says I can't and doesn't have it piled with tons of emotions. You know, you never passively say I can't. I can't
right.
with tons of emotions that you tell yourself, this is what I believe. This is my limited belief. Universe, please give me my limited belief so I can continue to blame somebody else for me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, man. So you're spot on right, man. Definitely. That's why
absolutely.
I told you I need to go find you and Sean. See, I said it. Go find you and Sean right now. Preferably this Sean.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man, and it just changed my entire perspective, right? Like, I was like, man, okay, I need this, and I'm just writing down things that I need. And I'm like, how do I create this thing? And it just starts energizing, right? And you start thinking, you start masterminding, and then you're talking to people, and then you call up your mentor, I'm like, dude, I think I got this. You're like, tweak this, do this, make this, hit this, don't do this, bam, and then out from the oven comes what you're going to do. And then boom, okay, we got our strategy. Let's do this.
There
and
it
all because of how can I make this happen? Yeah. So if you want to, like, I put it to a test like last year in 2017, I was like, all right, I'm going to be so intentional and I'm going to do this. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make, and so Rock is all about extreme accountability, right? Extreme accountability. So he's like, if you don't make X amount of dollars, you owe me $1,000. Like you will pay me.
Wow.
Now, if you make this, I will give you $1,000. I'm like, it's on. Oh, it's on, right? So the whole bet was, he's like, let's start off very simple. Like, I want you to make $1,000 in 24 hours. It's doable. You can absolutely do this. $1,000. That's what I want you to do. And I was like, oh, I start sweating, right? You're like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Like, $1,000 is a lot of money in it. But if you look at it really in the micro, like in the 10,000 foot view, it's really not. It's really not a lot of money. You know,
man,
he's
right,
like, if you sell 10 people, $100 product, that's $1,000. If you sell one person, $1,000 product, $1,000. If you sell 100 people, $10, that's right. So just think of it anyway. So anyway, we came up with a strategy, we masterminded, and I was like, all right, 24 hours, I'm going to make this happen. And I made like just under $800. Right. So I didn't make it, but it just shows. And this is my limiting belief at the time. I was like, oh, I can't do that. Nobody can do that. I don't know how it's going to happen. And, you know, and then it was like almost $800. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I can do this. And it was almost like confidence, right? Like, I can do this. And now I don't even think about it now. You know, if I didn't make a quick, you know, a couple grand, it's like, okay, where am I speaking? Where am I doing this? What ebook am I going to create? Who am I going to refer somewhere? I got JVs. I got referral part. Like, I got so many different ways. I'm like, oh, sell this, do this, make this, create this, bam, done. You know what I mean? So it starts to become your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure. I can't add to that. You said that flawlessly, man.
I just didn't leave any meat
on the bones, man. You killed that, man. Yeah, 100% correct, man. I mean, that is just amazing. And your mind is amazing, man. I'm just proud to even be on this radio show with you.
So, you rock, man. tell us how you elevate the world around you. I believe when I started this show that there's a transformation that happens, right? Like Mothers Against Drunk Driving was formed because their child was killed by a drunk driver. Frank Shankiewicz, who was the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who was on the show, told us the story of how this little boy that he felt kind of like connected to granted him a wish. Like that's what he just said, hey, I wish I could do this. He's like, well, I can make that happen for you. And he was sick and everything, and you know he was terminally ill. And so because of that one thing that he did, bam, Make-A-Wish Foundation was born. So how have you taken your why? How have you taken your transformational moments that have happened and put them all together and elevate the lives that you meet every day? How do you make this happen?
You know what? That's a great question. I've never answered any question that is similar to this since I've been on radio and podcast, and you just forced them out of me that I didn't even know was in my head. My why is never to have my boys beg for a job. And what happened, I have one core belief that we're all connected. There's one of us in the room that you and me and Sean are the same person. And whoever Sean's wife is, same person. We're all the same person. I'm no better than you. I am connected to you, and I have a responsibility to make sure that you feel that and you benefit from being connected with me. That's my core belief. I refuse to change for anybody. And what I did was I took my why and applied it to everybody else. I said, well, you know what? It's a bunch of other regular people out here that don't want their children begging for jobs. They don't want to send their children. I mean, white, black, Jew, or Gentile, they don't want their children out here, you know, having to do a GoFundMe just to bury them. So this is what I do, Sean. I pick average people. I can't even say Americans because we're global. I pick average people, and then I pick them, and I put them through the system that I did for myself to become a millionaire. And I teach people how to become millionaires, because if I don't want my kids to have to beg for anything, I just assume Sean feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't, and what, here's what most people are missing. They're simply missing the knowledge, the how-to. They've got their character together, Sean. They've got their ego in check. No one's ever pulled them to the side like Rock and said, hey, if you don't make this much money, I am then going to make you pay me this much money. No one's given them the structure. No one's given them the system. And all I do now is take my why and give it to other people. I say, hey, if you're 30 years old, you want to be a millionaire, here's how I did it. I built this great system. Let me plug you in, and you can get all the training that I have, all the knowledge that I have, and I don't hold anything back. I share my screen. My company has a 2-cent customer acquisition. I teach people how to get that. I do it over and over, and I feel that's how I change the world and elevate the world more accurately, because I did not forget to give people my same why.
Beautiful. Freaking love that, man. I'm like energized right now. I'm like, dude, I'm just like, yes. Oh, yes. So eloquently said, man. I'm like super pumped right now.
I appreciate you, man.
That's like, cause it's so, man, it's like, because, you know, I watched Simon Sinek's TED Talk, right? Like,
yep.
Start with why. And the book's amazing. Start with why. And when you start asking these questions, like, why do I do this? And why do I do this? It kind of just puts things in perspective. But when you have a deep why, you know, like I love your why, man. It's emotional. I identify with it because I have kids at home school, and I don't want my kids growing up like I did. I mean, I grew up in Detroit. Super bad. I mean, it was just
As soon as you say it's
really,
Detroit,
we weren't
I understand.
Homeless, right? Yeah, we weren't homeless, but like we lived in my grandparents' basement a few times, You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when I was in third grade,
right.
we lived in my grandparents' basement because we didn't have a house. And then we came back in like seventh grade and eighth grade, you know, and I lived there again. You know, me and my mom, my two sisters, we came back there because we lost a house. Like it was just like we were always moving around. So I grew up in an environment that wasn't a loving environment unless we were around our grandparents. So I totally get where, you know, like I have a deep why and I give it to my kids. And then I tell other people, like, dude, this is like this is my why, man. And this is why it means so much. And it's just people connect to that. You know what I mean? They connect to stories. They connect to the why. They connect to the emotional power
Absolutely.
That it has, man. So I want to thank you for sharing that because I believe that somebody listening is going to resonate with that and go, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean,
so
as
life,
a parent. Go ahead.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
I was saying,
well, as a carbon-based creature, number one responsibility is to live, right? Carbon-based creature. Whether you be a virus or a human or a bacteria, we're all trying to live. The second
mm-hmm.
responsibility that we have as a carbon-based creature is to duplicate ourselves and spread our knowledge to the next generation. That's
exactly.
it. And yeah, at the
yep.
core of us, this is what we do. And I take that seriously. And my kids are supposed to be better than me. They're supposed to have it easier than me. And I just feel since we're all connected, your kids have the same right and you have the same responsibility to give that to them. And I travel the world helping people live out that basic purpose for their own children.
Love it. Not love it. That's all I can say. That is so amazing. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, if anything is resonating with you so far, please connect with Antonio Smith inside the show notes. All of the social and websites are there on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, the website right there. Twitter, Medium is all there. And if you are catching us live on Life Transformation Radio, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. If you're catching us live on the broadcast, you can call in and ask Antonio a question. My team is standing by to field any calls and make sure they are legit questions because you never know. So,
yeah, I know, right? They'd be like, you know,
right?
You want long walks on the beach? You know.
You're right. So moving on. So tell us what you do. You know, so you're with Les Brown, you're the director of business and operations. You are an entrepreneur, speaker, trainer. So kind of tell us what you do, man. What do you speak about? What do you train, coach? What books do you have? This is 3-time best-selling author. What are the books? You know, tell us about you.
Yeah, sure. Well, what I do is I make profitable clients more profitable. That's what I do. That is the heart of what I do. I make profitable clients more profitable, Les Brown being one of them, some NBA players and some other things, and even some people I'm on NDA with, but I'm not even allowed to say who they are, right? I just make them more profitable, and that just depends on what you do because I understand the law of success. You're growing up homeless, you have to actually learn how to be successful. You have to actually learn how to make money. So that's what I do there. For Les Brown, obviously, I make him very comfortable, let's say it that way since we're recording. I don't want the IRS to come after him, right? You know, you never know who would be the IRS looking for somebody assigned to him or something. I make him comfortable, right? I make him very comfortable. Now, three books I have Keep Walking. I actually wrote that twice. I didn't like my first publishing deal, so I bought my book back. I started my own publishing company. I republished it. About three. Oh, yeah, man. That's my whole mentality, too. If you won't work with me, I'm going to buy you and make you my customer. That's my whole mentality. That's my whole mentality. If you won't, man, I am such a lion in the jungle. If you won't work with me, I am going to build it, buy it, or acquire it somehow, and you're going to be my customer, and I'm going to put you out of business because you didn't want to work with me. You know, on some harmony stuff. Now I have to remove you and create harmony with someone else, right? That's my mentality. So I totally did that with my publishing company. And then I wrote a book called God at War. I thought it was pretty cool. That went bestseller in 7 hours. That went Amazon number one in 7 hours, dude. Yeah, 7 hours. I actually got 10 other books written. I have one book written that Les Brown has wrote the foreword for. This is pretty cool. I have a celebrity researcher writing my first biography about me. So that's pretty cool. Wow. His name is Patrick Busingi from the United Kingdom. He just did one on Les Brown. Now he's doing one on me. So that's pretty cool. And I was just recently, I think 3 days ago, India in Mumbai, one of the world's largest conferences. Mumbai, one of the largest conferences. I'm 101. I'm the top 101 global thought leaders and developmental minds in the world. Well, that's pretty cool there, too. Yeah, man. So I'm pretty cool to – it's pretty cool to talk about. And I earned it. I really did. But I give it back to my team and of course, the world.
Sure. That's very cool, man. So why the trash cans to their empires? Just that, because that's your story, right? I mean, that's kind of where you came from.
Yeah. I came from the trash can. I was born in 1981. 1985 came through. Crack cocaine comes through the urban neighborhoods, which are now called ghetto, right? So crack cocaine comes through the ghetto. In fact, in 1986, it was more likely that you would find crack than bottled water. Bottled water still hadn't caught on in the hood yet. Yeah, we thought that was for rich people. You know, you didn't bottle water. You got it off the tap in the hood.
Right.
I mean, it's
that's what I was around.
But in 1986.
My dad said, you don't pay for water when it comes off the tap.
Yeah, you don't pay for
a water bill.
Right?
We don't need two water bills.
Exactly, right? That's exactly right. So you find that. And they gave me up at six. I was 6 years old, so it was 1987 by then. My parents gave me up. I spent all my time homeless. That's the first grade because I was born in the summer. And I dropped out of school the second grade, man. I dropped out of school second grade, but then I forged some papers, went back. By the time I got to the fifth grade, I was done, son. I was done. I had no home. I was tired of putting myself in school. I was already bad, but I wasn't bad. I was just pissed off all the time because people kept talking about me, but didn't want to help me, right? They kept talking about me, didn't want to help me. And I would look out. I dropped out of school in the sixth grade. But I got hungry, so about 6 months later, I went back. I look up one day for my trash can. It was by this paper factory to keep the mosquitoes away because I live in southeast Texas where there's nothing but tropical palm trees and mosquitoes. And I look up, I see this blinking light, and I'm like, man, what's that star? And I realize it's an airplane. And I would say to myself almost every night, no matter what it takes, I'm going to be on that airplane, and I want to get out of my situation. Now, again, I had no idea I was applying the law of attraction, no idea I was applying positive thought. I just knew that the trash can was unworthy of me at that point. And I got out of it, man. I got out of it. I became an entrepreneur very early. I wound up getting adopted at 14, aged out of CPS custody at 18. By the time I was 18, I was already making $30,000 a year on my own. Went to the Army. Then started a company that made six figures by the time I was 24 and lost it all, and the rest is here. Antonio T. Smith Jr., right? I went from a trash can to an empire, and that trash can lasted 12 years, man. The stuff, you know, I mean, so from rape, I've been raped, I've been molested, all that stuff, and had to go through all that counseling just to have my head on crooked. It didn't even get it straight. It got me crooked. Just to find myself where I'm at today.
Wow. Man, you know, I always say this show, nothing amazes me anymore. Like you just, or I should say everything amazes me. Either way, it's like you hear the stories and you're just like, just always so blown away because you look at this amazing man who's made it, right? You look at this amazing man with his team, and he's made it. He's a millionaire. He's got businesses, and he's with one of the greatest speakers ever. And you just look at all his profiles, all his social media, like, this guy is successful. This guy is amazing. And then you find out, oh, yeah, by the way, I used to eat out of trash cans. Like, wait, hold on. What? Like, we don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what's portrayed. You know, and then you find out, like,
The thing about this, my 6-year-old right now has to be 30 pounds, Sean. Has to be. Has to be 30, maybe 40. I was homeless at 30 to 40 pounds. Like, think about that. Like, 30 to 40 pounds, man. And I mean, so, like, you know, I got to take advantage of a lot as a kid. That's when the molestation and rape started happening. So I had to deal with that. Then I had to learn how to fight just to protect my food. Like, I didn't learn how to fight because I had an attitude. I learned how to fight because I had to eat. And they would take my food because I'm 54 pounds soaking wet.
You know
what I mean? Like, I had to do all of that, but it taught me every business tactic that I use today. My everything bad happened to me from living in a trash can. Living in a trash can taught me that it's okay to be broke if you know how to get out of it. Protecting my food taught me don't let people work for you. Protect their food. Pay them well. Right? I mean, just so much stuff. So you're right, man. I mean, it's successful now, but I paid to get here. They kicked my butt out there, man.
Right. It's like you never know what people are carrying around with them, like the hurt, the pain, the grudge, the whatever. Like you never know what people are carrying around with them. And then even when they deal with it and they're better and they're not really carrying the baggage, like there's still those emotional scars that nobody sees that like I endured this. I overcame this. You know, so like I said, man, like you never know what people have dealt with, you know, and it could be, you know, like I would meet somebody who maybe, you know, would eat out of trash cans or whatever. Like, you know what? I know the guy you should talk to. He did the same thing. He was there. You know what I'm saying? So like, because people connect through stories, you know what I mean? And there's a level of emotional intelligence that you have that says, dude, I was there. I know exactly what you're going through, man. You get down in the hole with them, right? A little empathy. You know, instead of somebody who says, oh, whatever, man, you can do it if you wanted to. Like, it's fine. You can do it. Like, that's like sympathy. That's not what they need. They need empathy. Yeah. They need somebody to jump down in the hole with them and go, dude, I was there. Like I tell my suicide story. You know, when I tried to take my life back in 2008, 10 years ago, I put a gun in my mouth and was pulling the trigger and people stopped me. And so, you know, I was ready. Like, I was ready to go. I barricaded myself in a room and people were trying to get to me or whatever. And I mean, it's just like I had the gun in my mouth ready to go. But when people tell me, like, you know, I've thought about it, and I've, you know, the first thing I tell them is, dude, I actually, like, I tried, man. I had a gun in my hand, and I was ready to go. And they're like, really? I'm like, dude, you're not alone, man. Like, you're not the only one.
Yeah, definitely not alone.
You see what I'm saying? So just because maybe you didn't eat out of trash cans doesn't mean that Antonio can't help you. You know, because you're homeless or you're living in your car or you have your last $3 in your pocket. And it's like, do you go get a pack of cigarettes or do you buy food or do you give it away as a gift? Or what do you do with that $3? You know what I mean? So,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Never know. Never know what people are carrying around or what they've been through.
No, I'm looking at you, super successful, and you had a gun to your mouth, right? Yeah. Never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was battling alcohol abuse, you know, on the verge of what you would call like an alcoholic, drinking all the time, every day. I mean, I was battling, you know, alcoholism, you know, and it's just, you know, I lost my wife and kids and I was getting kicked out of the military and it was like all this stuff all at once, you know, and, you know, everybody's got a breaking point and I just reached mine, you know, I didn't know where it was until it was then.
That's fair.
So, like you said, man, you never know. So,
wow.
So let's talk about some resources. You know, if somebody wants to, you know, follow in your footsteps as a speaker, trainer, coach, and author, you know, do you have resources that you give them or you know, when they hire you as a mentor or as a coach, do you have certain resources that you recommend to them or like your certain programs? Yeah.
Yep. One of the things I want to do, and actually it'll be a resource slash giveaway for all your listeners, because me and you've been talking for a few weeks now, I've been connecting. I actually put it in your Facebook inbox, a link. If you give that link to all your people, Yep, they'll get it for 6 months free. It's $8.99 talking Netflix of personal development. Here's what I did. I know I'm a coach, trainer, speaker. I know I'm a millionaire, and I know I got all these networks. People take $20,000 and up just to get with me, six figures just to get with me. I get that. But then I kept running into a lot of people who said, man, I love what you do, Antonio, but I'm struggling. I love what you do, but I wish I could. And so I came up with the coolest thing. I have this TV platform that all I do is coach, train, speak, whether it be money, personal development, law of attraction, get my team on as well. My whole team is millionaires, and we talk about personal development. It's like buying a $100,000 coaching package, and you get it every month for $8.99 every month.
Wow.
And check this out. Every month, it grows in 50 videos, so it never ends.
Huh.
Every month, 50 videos get added to it. I just gave it to you. It's called Plant Better University. I just gave it to you. People call it the Netflix of personal development. 6 months free. Like, I'm not even trying to get money. It's 6 months free. After that, it's $8.99. You can cancel it if you want to. That's the greatest resource I can give to you right now, because it is the quality. It's having me in your pocket every day on your mobile device and letting me grow you by 50 different coaching sessions. Man, for free, right? For free. Of course, then I have books that I've read. That I just Think and Grow Rich is the only one that I would tell anybody. It's two.
Yep.
Think and Grow Rich, and it's a new one called Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiati.
Never heard of that one.
Code of the Extraordinary Mind. Yes. Code of the Extraordinary Mind, I read last year, and I've never had a book that I threw all the way to the top of Think and Grow Rich. It's my number two book of all time. I'm dead serious. He's the CEO of Mind Valley, and he wrote.
I know who that is. Mind Valley. Yep,
yeah.
I know who that is.
Yep.
That dude is legit.
He wrote. Oh my God, he wrote the most amazing book.
Right.
To me,
I gotta get it now.
It's right under. Gotta get it, man. Gotta get Code of Extraordinary Mind. I don't have an affiliate code or nothing. I'm just giving it out to you. Let you know it's perfect, man. Those would be my resources I would give to you.
Amazing. So one book that completely, because I've built three businesses since 2004. And
right.
I always wanted to be different. I wanted to, like, what can I do? And I don't want to be like everybody. Like, I always wanted to stand out, right? Well, then I picked up this book by Christopher Lockhead, who has an amazing podcast called Legends and Losers.
Wow.
And he interviews, like, legendary people. Like, legendary business owners from, like, Silicon Valley. And, like, legendary people who are doing amazing things in the world. And his book is called Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. He's, like, the godfather of category design business strategy. And he just creates these categories, these market categories. You know, he tells you why Salesforce and Uber and Amazon and Netflix, all these amazing things that we know of that just dominate the industry, why they are category kings and how your business can become a category king. And ever since I read that book, I see categories everywhere. Like everything I see in categories. When people are like, I want to start a podcast and I want to start a business and I want to say, I'm like, I already know the category you should be playing in. So I already like, So you talk about like the book that brought you to the idea. That book is like I tell everybody, I'm like, you need to read Play Bigger. You will not be able to put it down, and you will sit there and look up at this thing and go, I need to redo my whole business now. Second guessing, like, am I doing the right thing here? But it's an amazing book. It's called Play Bigger by Christopher Lockhead, and his podcast is called Legends and Losers, and I learned a ton from this guy, you know. So
amazing.
That's my resource.
I have it today. Yeah.
As we start to round up and close the show, I kind of already know the answer to this, but I really want to know what you would say. Besides Les Brown, who's been your biggest influencers? Is it the people that you mentioned earlier, or is it somebody that you didn't mention? Okay.
Yes, the people I didn't mention. Gary V, Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
Gary, I'm more of a mix between them two. I'm more of a
mix. So you're a veteran, right?
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
Yeah. Did you know that Grant Cardone gives away his sales university for free to veterans?
No, I did not know that. Did
yes.
you just bless me on this podcast? Oh, my
Bruh.
God.
Bruh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Grant Cardone has a sales university that he has, but he gives it away for free to veterans. If you served in the military, he gives it to you for free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got my VA ID and everything, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, so go look that up. Dude, you can learn from him for free. I mean, in his, like, online course. It's an online course, and he gives it away for veterans. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with it, too. I just was familiar with that offer. Now, that's awesome. Yeah, man. He's become – and I tell you what, Grant Cardone's become my influence because of his omnipresent attitude.
Yep.
Grant Cardone. Is trying to, I won't say he's trying. He's going everywhere. Gary Vee, I can just relate to because a lot of people, I don't want to say they compare me to Gary Vee. I don't think he has a comparison, but I am exactly like Gary Vee. He's an immigrant. I'm not an immigrant, but I might as well be an immigrant. I was homeless my whole life,
right?
I'm practical. I don't care much for motivating you if you're not going to do anything about it. So I'd much rather tell you some practical ways of how to make money, flip money, you know, exercise money and all that stuff. And I like his practicality because I share
right.
that spirit. When I talk to you, I'm coming to dominate and over-deliver every single time with practicality. And I like that about Gary Vee. So these two are probably my biggest influences right now. I love them both.
What I love about Gary Vee is that, it's the hustle, it's the grind, and don't give up, you know, all that stuff. But his forward thinking, right? He sees past the, I can get rich tomorrow because of the thing that he doesn't care about blockchain and Bitcoin and this business or that business, whatever. He's like, where's it going to be in 10 years? Like, where do I
That's
see right. this going? And he said, what I love is that his videos, he'll be like, I want you to listen to something real quick. And then, like, 5 years earlier, he's like, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, and he's like, see?
See? Like, I just saw one of them, he did that today.
yeah. And he's just like, I saw it with this, and I saw it with this. And he's like, history repeats itself, and you need to learn. Like, and it's all forward. And so, you know, when I go speak at these podcast events, people ask me, like, well, where do you see the podcast industry going? I'm like, I love that question because I want to become more forward thinking. I don't want to think in the now. I want to think in the 5, 10, and 15 years. That's how I want to be thinking. Everything I do. So my mentees, when I mentor with them, I say, write me a 1-year letter of what you'll be doing in 1 year. Like, you've already accomplished this, right? So write that out. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to come up with a 5-year plan. What do you want to happen in the next 5 years? Because what I've learned is that you get less done in a year than you think, but more done in 5 years than you actually realize.
Wow.
So we work in a 1-year, like write yourself a 1-year letter, and then go ahead and what will happen is you will do your 5-year plan. So that's what's going to happen, 5-year plan.
That's good. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Wisdom gave that to you. Definitely. Well, you can tell what I think what podcast is coming from. I got 5 podcasts, man. I have 5 podcasts. Yeah, and they're all on iTunes, obviously, and they're all in the top 30 of iTunes. I'm going at the podcast hard. Yeah, I'm going at the podcast very hard, man, because I think what's happening to YouTube. Okay, so I got 2 Gary Vee like predictions right now. I'll give them, and then 5 years from now, we'll rewind this, and I'll go, see? Okay, so here's my fourth thinking. Here's my fourth thinking. I think YouTube is going to mess the world up so much when people find out that YouTube celebrities get paid more than A-list celebrities. And you can see evidence of that about what Will Smith doing with his daily vlog right now. You can see evidence of that right now. He's realizing he needs to be more like YouTubers instead of YouTubers be more like him. And once that happens, then the YouTube is going to – not going to fizzle out, but then the same thing happened in the YouTube is going to happen on podcast. Podcasters are going to become celebrities that are able to fill out stadiums on comedic shows and all sorts of stuff because of their podcast. Guarantee you that's going to happen here in the near future.
I can see that happening. But moreover, because podcasts is a $314 million market. So the ecosystem that Gary Vee always talks about and the marketing budgets and everything, it's all coming to podcasts. So I don't know what's going to happen, but as soon as our episode is complete and it's uploaded, someone will buy an ad to this show. So if you were to go to Blog Talk Radio and then click on this particular episode in a couple hours, let's say in a couple hours today, whatever. If it's not there now, tomorrow or the next day, someone has bought an ad to the show. I don't know who it's going to be, but someone has bought an ad. And then the little banners and the boxes and everything, like someone's bought this space. Someone's bought these. But even then, podcast sponsorships are growing. And then you have a website like Patreon, where Patreon, you can go on there and somebody will donate to your show. Right? Or I know people who say, like, okay, look, for example, John Lee Dumas has been podcasting for 5 years. Says, in order for you to be a guest on my show, it costs $5,000. Why? Because he has 100 million downloads on his show. You know what I mean? So there's guys that are absolutely crushing it. But I know guys who have 10,000 downloads on a show, and those 10,000 downloads are all engaged. And he makes money just from his podcast because they're all engaged.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful.
Huge.
Those are real customers. Yeah, those are real customers there, man.
Yep, those are customers. So by 2020, I predict that the $314 million, that ecosystem, is going to double. It's going to double.
Yeah.
And what you'll see is during the Super Bowl, a podcast, somebody, NPR, John Lee Dumas, somebody, J.V. Crumb, somebody in the podcasting world will be able to pay the $30-something million for a commercial during the Super Bowl, or put a podcast commercial about their show or about podcasting, or iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio right now is syndicating podcast episodes. So let's think about XM Radio and Sirius Satellite Radio, right? They're going to start hosting.
Yep.
Like Joel Osteen already has a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. You know what I'm saying? The new radio, the cars, if you notice the 2018, 2019 cars, what are they coming with?
Yep.
iTunes.
Podcast.
Icon's already there. Podcast.
Yep, absolutely.
Sorry,
man. The cell phone's a new TV,
demand.
Podcast, new radio. Absolutely, man. Because we're so busy. We're so busy we need to listen to something, but then we want to listen to the truth is we're so tired of marketers like me. I'm ruining the world. We're so tired of marketers interrupting our time with something that we weren't interested in. So we go to podcast because it doesn't happen as often.
Yeah. I literally can't tell you who the top Billboard people are, like on like R&B, rap, rock, country. I have no idea. My wife has a couple songs that she likes, whatever. I don't listen to the radio. But I tell you who the best podcast for business is. I tell you who the best podcast for passive income is. I tell you how awesome Information Radio is, or your shows, or Christopher Lockhead shows, or Doug Sandler, Steve Osher. I could tell you any podcaster type of episode that you want to talk about, whatever, or what you want to do. But I cannot tell you who won the last Grammy, the last Oscar, the last Emmy, the last ESPY. I don't know.
That is powerful. I never thought about it, but me too. I could do the same thing, and I can't tell you who won the last Grammy. And I'll tell you whose podcast I'm really watching. There's a podcast. Yep. Well, I'm watching Gary Vee's podcast. I like what he's doing with his video experience and his audio experience. I'm looking at Joe Rogan. This guy is the definition of podcast. I don't care what nobody say. There is nobody doing a podcast better than Joe Rogan.
Yep.
Wow, man.
Yeah. There's a whole debate that says, well, an ideal podcast episode should be about 30 minutes. Oh, no, it's 47 minutes. No, it's about an hour. No, it's about 38 minutes. Joe Rogan's is 2 hours.
2 hours, man.
Two hours
would be top-ranked downloads. Man, he's always
number one.
And he's top globally of all of them, not just in his category.
Yep,
he's top of all of them. And then he's got his podcast on YouTube. And here's the crazy part. I consume most of Joe Rogan's podcast on YouTube. How crazy for data is that one?
Yep. So your podcast is actually going to be because and I thought about it too. I was like, man, if we did it through Zoom and then I somehow still could do it live, like if it because I'm trying to figure out right now. Here's you're in my mastermind right here. You're like in my laboratory right now. Here's where I'm thinking Life Transformation is going to go. I want to find a way, and maybe it's BeLive TV or OBS Studio or Blue Gene or something like that. But here's what I want to do. I still want to have a live call-in because I don't care for Facebook Live where I have to read comments because I don't feel like that's the right interaction. But really what I want is I want to combine FM radio, talk radio, right, where you can call in, talk to your guests, what I love about Blog Talk Radio. I want to be able to Facebook Live, YouTube Live at the same time, but across all social media platforms. So what if you did it Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn? Like what if you all in one push of a button, click, you went global across all social media programs.
Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
At the very same time, you are streaming through every single social media program at the very same time. And then once that recording is done, you can strip away the audio. And so like Blog Talk Radio, it automatically goes to the podcatchers. I don't have to do anything. It automatically does it. So iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff, it's all going to be there in a couple hours. But at the push of a button, I should be able to go live across all social media programs, platforms, YouTube Live, everything, right? Doing video, doing a show, video, everything. And then when I'm done, it's uploaded to Stitcher and Spreaker and iTunes and iHeartRadio and all that stuff. Now, that would be a game changer for the podcast industry
in the
next 5 years.
That would be a game changer. That would be a game changer. You might be the one to invent that. I can tell you the closest thing to that is what gamers do.
Yep.
If you're going to
That's where I got the idea.
Technology. Yeah. Gamers, man. Gamers, Twitch, YouTube, and then I had to download it for my boys. I can't remember the name of it, but it allows you to go in multiple platforms at once. With the special key and stuff like that. So, man, that is a fantastic idea. When that happened, Joe Rogan?
Bro.
He's just going to become president of the United States.
Right.
After that point, you know.
For sure. That's where I see it going, man. I see it becoming not only a podcast for audio, but like a whole experience. That's why it's called the Joe Rogan Experience.
That's right.
So it's not just a radio show. It's an experience. It's an experience, you know, audio in your car or video through YouTube or, you know, whatever, wherever you are comfortable. Because I know that my demographic, I'm 35, my demographic is not I don't play on Snapchat and all that stuff because I'm not 18 or a teeny bopper. So that's just not where I hang out. You see what I'm saying?
You're not a teeny bopper,
but my kids
man,
like,
I thought you were a teeny bopper.
Oh, right.
I thought you were a 17-year-old girl.
But like all these different all these different socials, like they're all demographically like separated by age and you know all that stuff. So I just Facebook, LinkedIn, that's where I dominate. You know, that's just kind of where I hang out. You know, so
absolutely.
So okay, so as we close the show, we're getting kind of late. As we close the show, we're gonna do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, your websites, Facebook, your products, your favorite movie, give a shout out, whatever it is that you want to say and plug. This is your time to shamelessly plug.
Sweet.
Go.
Okay. Got two shameless plugs. I won't even plug myself. First, my business partner. Her name is Tempest Smith. She has a podcast called Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. Just put in Overcoming Low Self-Esteem and Tempest. T-E-M-P-E-S-T-T, Tempest Smith. You'll find that there. The reason I shamelessly plug that, because, come on, she's saving the world from overcoming low self-esteem, and it's a powerful podcast. The second thing I want to do is I want to shout out to my two publicists inside my networks. They call themselves the DeMarie Group. Grace, with Deanna Mitchell first and Grace Sandals. They are podcasting extraordinaires. They can help you with your podcast and even help you promote it. So my two shameless plugs will be selfless shameless plugs, and I'll promote those two people. And now that, you know, Sean's podcast is so popular, I just now made them famous. There you go.
Awesome, man. Love it. So as we close, deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Before you're ready. Period. Point blank.
Get started before
you're ready. Negotiate with your body to move before your body is ready. Because the funny thing about the body is it will keep you moving if you force it to move. And Newton's first law of motion says an object at rest will remain at rest until an unbalanced force acts upon it. If you simply inverse that, it means an object in motion will remain in motion as long as a force is acting upon it. So if you want to get something, move before you're ready, and this universe will move like water for you and make sure you get what you want. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate.
Bam! What a great way to end the show. I'm so pumped. Look, master motivator, man. I love it. So, man, I really appreciate the amazing conversation we've had today. I've had a ton of fun talking with you over the past couple weeks, and having you on my show, man, is an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to have this time with you today.
Sweet, man. Thank you very much, Sean. You are the greatest host of all time. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you, man. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, in the show notes is the free gift. Down there at the bottom, www.atsbu.org, and then the rest, bam, copy, paste that into your browser and get a free gift from Antonio Smith. So as we close the show, I always say live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great day.